this image here is just, it was one of the original maps used for the light, the beams of the light from that lighthouse. So you can see, what I thought was really interesting is there's a huge dark area. So it was obviously designed so that a large part of it's been actually this place where they don't want people to. And I'm presuming because of the side it's on, well, one, it could be the more rambunctious side of the city. And maybe it's also to do with piracy and control as well. That they want, well, obviously the shipping lane is coming from this angle as well. But it's interesting that there's a section that's deliberately masked out. And that's like, when is this from? It's from 1879. So, and what I found, because that is at the end of a very long pier, what we did when we did another project with this lighthouse, and what there's solar electricity there, but there isn't. It's not really on the network. Like, it doesn't have a network connection. And I just wanted to make a really small piece where we kind of piped the light from that to somewhere else. So I did these, I just with my mobile phone did a test of the kind of network connections. So that's my kind of very sad working drawing of north, south, west, and in the wind. You know the way once you're outside and you're trying to work with technology as well, it's always very inhospitable. Things start blowing around and, it's just, but I thought that was also interesting because there's parts of that are also almost like dark zones, where the network is and the network isn't. So I just thought there's a kind of a nice, and the way in cities as well, sometimes it's almost like there's cells of network connection and then you go into just some kind of temporary dark zone and then you're back in another. So there's a kind of weird, I'd love to do more work on that, but it'd be a while. So.
Perhaps with the board that we're, yes, sorry.
And then also the other piece that I made over there, that might be just interesting in terms of some of the stuff that we talked about earlier. Like this piece is, it's actually a ready-made, so it's a radar reflector. So it's used to put on a little vessel. So say you had a fiberglass boat, you'd put that on it to make the boat more visible to radar. But what I was thinking about when I made this is I just blacked out one of the two panels so that it's less reflective. So I was kind of thinking about that, almost that thing of where particularly for migrants, they want to be seen, but they don't want to be seen. So there's this kind of awful, decision to be made whether they're visible or not visible. So I was kind of thinking about who, that's what I was trying to think about with that piece of work. So, and it's also kind of related to photography, and there's an aperture in it that appears, and then on the other side of it, it doesn't appear. So it looks like there should be a circle all the way, but there actually isn't. So it's a kind of just very small play on that piece of technology that should be a reflective object. And I was looking as well at, they had these ships. Did you ever see, remember the Dazzle ships?
I do.
Yeah, so there were these ships during wartime that they painted with these stripes so that they would confuse, you couldn't tell whether it was near or far. So I was kind of also thinking about those. And there was a beautiful, for the Liverpool Biennale, Peter
Blake
made these, he painted a ferry.
Yeah. He got the wrong end of the stick, didn't he?
He made it extra
visible. He
made it
pop out very brightly colored.
Yeah.
The idea is these sort of subtle colours that from a distance you can't
see.
You
couldn't tell whether it's near or far.
Confuse the enemy.
Yeah.
And interestingly, the artists they used to do that were people like Nevinson, as early modernists, to actually play around with abstraction and shape.
Yeah, have any of you seen them? They're just these beautiful, they're whole ships that they just painted with these black and white patterns. And it was this thing of, you wouldn't be able to tell.
From distance,
it would just be this weird. Yeah.